up, it was it. To the team, you podcast show.
Think it was gonna go that fast, though. That was crazy.
Yeah, but it's just that good, though. That's the whole thing. Like, I'm telling you,
that jump was fire.
Hold on, am I turned up? Hold on.
What you can't hear? You can't hear something?
I can't hear my headphones.
Did I turn my headphones down? I don't think I did. I may have touched it. I may have.
Is it even plugged in all the way? Yo.
Say something in the mic now.
All right, my bad. We good. I think you did turn it down.
Oh, are you good? You good right there?
Yeah, we good.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, welcome to the Teen Cool Podcast Show. Things like this happen, guys. You know, you just never know what goes down on the show. But we thankful for another day to be alive. You feel me? This show right here is called Social Impact. We still in the month of March, but spring has officially started, because the last show I think I did, spring didn't start yet, and it's Aries season. Happy birthday to all the Aries out there.
Usually I come on the show and I'll be like, ew, if it's any sort of zodiac sign besides maybe like Gemini, which I don't really like Gemini, but if any Zodiac but Scorpio, I usually be like, ew. But I feel like I gotta stop bringing that negative energy on the show. So, you know what? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the, what was Aries?
Yeah, we about to be.
How about say we in Aries season,
about,
right?
We about to be in April, so yeah.
So we about to be in Aries season.
The Aries about to be outside.
Oh, y'all be showing y'all behind when they get to Aries season. Y'all need to relax. Y'all need to go ahead, sit in the house. You know, all the Aries, you know, some of y'all getting up there in age. Y'all knees don't work like that no more. Y'all need to relax. Just saying, Jazz be trying to show out with y'all. She be trying, but the thing is, Jazz be trying to show out all the times of the year. Now, if it get the close to her birthday, she try to show out, we'll accept that. But she be thinking she grown.
Hey, listen, man, the ninth month is the best month of the year. I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
But let's jump into it, Zay, real quick. We saying, what kind of social impact do you believe you have on the quote unquote culture these days? Like, what you think you do in your spare time or your day-to-day operations where you feel like something that you're doing is influencing the culture?
Okay, hold on.
Open it. Yeah, we could open it for her. You ain't have to put the headphones back on the thing, though. I know, but you could have just set them down in the seat. Thank you. I already knew you was about to take something. I already know. Oh, we snacking on the show again today.
I feel like we should just keep snacking.
And whole time, y'all was snacking last week, though. Because I heard it on the show.
Oh, yeah. We was.
Y'all was in here with chips.
We was getting down.
And Pringles.
You know what? The funny thing is, it wasn't even all of us. It was Taj. Oh.
What kind of social impact do you think you have on the culture?
All right, I know what social impact I'm about to have. Wendy's doing a big one. I gotta spread this word because these fries, I ain't gonna lie. They did a big one. But no, as far as social impact, as far as social media, I don't have that big of a social media presence. That, like, the only thing I really use social media for is communication, like texting people, calling people, and then sending the 7 people in my DMs, an infinite amount of reels. In fact, I'm surprised. JB, did you saw this our messages on Instagram? Because I truly do believe that the people that I send reels to have either silenced them or they just love me too much. I ain't even about to lie. Like, I wouldn't even respond to all of them because I have one, like, my best friend, Yana, you've met her, but this is the first time I'm talking about her on the show. She responds to all of them that I send. I'm like, oh, you love me? Because I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't even respond. She sent me more than 3 reels and I'm not responding at all. So,
I think you've sent me 1 reel.
Oh, yeah, you definitely about to go on my list. I'm not going to lie. The HEART for success about to have her DMs blown up with real DMs. But no, but as far as social impact in person, I try to think that I'm pretty good of a social influence. Simply for the fact of I'm not getting into a whole lot of trouble. I'm not doing too much, right? Like, don't get me wrong. I've done my fair share of things. I've did my fair share of dirt. I've gotten my fair share of trouble. However, now I'm more of, I try to keep me and the people close to me, even the people around me that I may not necessarily be that close to, out of trouble as much as I can. Because I see it, because we know some of the stuff that be going on, right? Mm-hmm. So if I see something going on, or if I see somebody going down the path that either I took or I strayed away from, and I think they should stay away from me too. Even if I'm not that close with them, even if, you know, I'm just meeting them or whatever, I try to at least, like, understand why they doing it and they offer a counterpoint. So, like, okay, I get why you doing it, but there's a different way to go about it. What about this?
Right.
So, sometimes that's what it takes to at least start them thinking about it. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I had a friend who, if they continued down the path they was going, they was going to either be in jail or they was going to die. And they got very close to death. And I went to go visit them in the hospital because they had got shot. And I had to tell them, like, look, I get it. You may want revenge for what just went down with you. But look, you got to look at this from an outside perspective. I get it. Y'all may have had beef, but your mother don't got no beef with this person. Your brothers, if they not in the same thing that you in, don't got no beef with this person until now. You bring in not only trouble upon yourself, but upon your family now. And I guarantee you would hate them a lot more if they took your family than if they take you. Right. So I it took that to for them to realize that, like, hey, I get it. You in this for a reason, but there's another way to get to where you want to go.
True.
Cause he one of the ones that I really say struck, like, I know where I come from. I know what I've been through. But he was really one of the ones that, like, struggled. He was, it was a family of 5, but their father left. So it was one mother raising 4 kids by herself. In which is not an uncommon story. But the way they struggled, the way that I seen them struggle, the way that I tried to help them through it, that's where the uncommon denominator is at. So I get why he did it. But I wanted to help him out of it. So what I did was, instead of just throwing him back out there once he got out of the hospital, I was like, hey, look, I might have you come work. Because I was working with a trade, because I don't know if I ever told you, but I went into trade for electrical work. So I have some experience with it, even though I don't have my certificates and whatnot. So I would go with my father and do, like, little side jobs, like hook up light fixtures and change plugs and walls and whatever. I actually not too long ago, had a chance to plug inside of my kitchen. So I had experience with it. So I'm like, hey, look, instead of you going back and doing what you're doing, come with me. We about to get some of this clean money. Some you won't have to watch your back for. So I took him with me. We did a couple jobs together. He said he liked it. Now he on his way to becoming an electrician, which is what I'm going to get into too.
That's good, man. Just having a, just outside of social media, just having a social impact on people's lives and a social presence around people that you care about your loved ones, it's also very, very important, because what I've learned, you know, as being an entrepreneur, memories will last longer than money. You know, when it's your time, people are gonna remember what you did in your lifetime versus how much money you made. Cause here's the thing, the money don't matter, cause it can't go with you anyway. So it's like, that's how I look at it, right? Like, I'm like, okay, right, you made all this money, right? You got millions and millions of dollars. It's gonna take some of those millions to cremate you, to bury you, however you feel you want to go meet your maker. It's gonna cost some money for you to get there. But however, you gotta tell me who putting $1 million in your casket when you leave. Who saying, man, hey, listen, you did so much for me in my lifetime. You invested so much into me. As soon as you go, when I come to your home going service, right, I'm gonna put $1 million right next to your, I'm gonna just lay it right there in the casket before they close it.
Right.
So what are you gonna do with the money? Like, how you gonna spend it? Where you going?
The thing about it is, I keep trying to explain this to people that I know. You go through your life doing all this dirt and saying you making all this money. Don't nothing follow you to the grave but the karma you built up, love.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Don't nothing follow you to the afterlife but the karma you build up.
Whatever you did from the time that you were born to the time that you were reborn to the time that Jesus was like, okay, you've done enough work, now I need you in heaven partying with me. Cool. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or, adversely, we know God is all forgiving, but sometimes he look at you and be like, all right, you've done enough dirt.
Yeah, now
I need you to come suffer the consequences of your actions. Cause he is forgiven. Don't get me wrong, but he
do get mad with people, and true facts, he do get displeased with
right.
people.
God will always forgive you, but he will never make you not suffer the consequences for your actions.
Yeah, you gotta like people say, you know, you make the bed, you lay in it, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's good to have, and I'm happy you gave that example, because it's good to have a social presence, even if you're not even like active on social media. But I'm gonna touch on it before we hit this commercial break, though. I think I have a inspirational impact on when it comes to like the culture, and when it comes to you know, being relevant and being active on social media, because you know, most of my stuff that I post, you know,
when you're not trying to be grown, yeah, I get it.
It's truthful to the things that I do. Like, if it's not dealing with something that I've experienced or dealing with something that's business related, I might type something. I might type like a quote or something that I've seen on my Instagram story and just post it just to see who pays attention. I try not to get in too much, you know. Cause there's so much going on social media. You don't know what's true. You don't know what to believe. Cause everybody tracking the same story. It's like, hold on, it's 100 different versions of this story. Who really got the actual story? Like,
and you right, know, the thing that I've come to notice about social media, which is why I don't really participate in it outside of, you know, like I said, communicating and sending reels, is unless something is seasoned with drama or aimed to target a group or a person, it's not gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. If no matter how good at a craft you may be, like, sometimes all it takes is somebody sitting down and just talking to you, like, hey, come here, listen, let me straighten your bow tie really quick. Like, That post right there has so much potential to be great, but it's not gonna blow up because it's not aimed to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right. See, people always want the content that's gonna make the money. Like, we gonna keep it real on the 10 Crew Podcast, because y'all know that's what we do over here. We ain't sugarcoating nothing. Nothing is off the table.
Right.
But I'm gonna say this: when it comes to social media, when you are exposing yourself or you doing what you doing to, you know, create content, mm-hmm. sex sells.
Yeah.
You know, but at, in the same instance, though, it just depends on how you placing it on the social platform, right. and what you say behind it, because Instagram could be like, we gonna tell you to take this down, or we gonna block your account because this don't follow our privacy guidelines, or some, or our content guidelines. So, but we understand that somebody would rather purchase something through social media when they got something to do with negativity versus like highlighting somebody like the first teenager that got accepted into a college that didn't go to high school. Mm-hmm. Like, that's more important. We should be highlighting a story like that versus you trying to go find out what happened in a celebrity's personal life.
Right.
Who you probably ain't never met anyway.
And ain't never gonna meet anyway.
And even if you meet them, they not gonna give you none of their money. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why I'm gonna be honest with you. And JB, don't take no offense to this, because you was watching this yesterday. Either yesterday or the day before. That's why I hate shows like Baddies.
That's a reality show, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the thing about it is, don't get me wrong, like, they not just putting their lives out there just to put it out there. They doing it to spread some form of something. I don't know what they be trying to do. But the thing about it, they doing it for the money and to spread their influence.
Because I feel like this, like, when I watch reality shows, some of the stuff be true on the show, and then some of it, you know, be fabricated, you know, because sometimes they'll ask them, if you ever notice, they'll ask them, like, hey, do you want the producers to ask this question? And you could say yes or no, but it's like some of the stuff be true and then some of the stuff don't be true. But when you filming stuff, when you got so many different episodes and so many different locations of where you're filming,
right.
A lot of these, you know, whoever is filming you, they got access to your personal space, to your personal life. But it's like, right. I look at it as a form of entertainment, because every time I get a chance to watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I'm laughing.
Oh, you like my mother. Jesus Christ. It's Love and Hip Hop when it was still airing. It was Black Ink Crew. And it was...
I be laughing at Black Ink Crew.
I'm not going to lie to you. Black Ink Crew was messed up. Usually I don't like reality TV shows, but it was something about Black Ink. Maybe it's because I love tattoos, even though I don't have none yet. But...
I'm just gonna say this.
That girl Sky on if that. You, oh my
if
god!
If you ever, whenever you do make the decision to get a tattoo, just know, because I said this when I got my first tattoo. I was like, I'm only getting one.
You're not just getting one. Once you get another,
first
one,
of all, to all my tattoo artists out there, and know that, you know, tats are a form of art. Please don't believe that unless you just going to stick to it. Because I said that.
Right. Unless your first tattoo is a whole sleeve, which I don't recommend. Get something small for your first tattoo. They're going to hurt. Like, unless you have a high pain tolerance, or, you know, for some weird reason, the needles just don't affect you, you're going to feel it.
For me, it's not even about the pain. It's just a matter of, like, you trying to stick to the commitment you made to yourself, talking about you only gonna get one.
That's a lot. First of all, everybody I know that said they was only getting one tattoo was so full of crap. As soon as they said that to me, I'm like, you're going to get another one next week, ain't you? And you wanna know something? The majority of them said yes. And I'm like, don't ever lie to me again.
It's funny because my second tattoo didn't come months later, weeks later. It came some months later, but I was one of the ones that's like, yeah, I'm only gonna get one.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I'm about to be at tat 9 right now, or probably 10.
Listen to me. I'm gonna be honest with you. By the time I finish getting my tats, most of my upper body probably gonna be tatted. Like me with my shirt off, you probably gonna see all tats except for maybe I'm gonna leave like the left side of my chest empty until I get, because I drew up a concept for a tattoo for my mother. I'm gonna get her name, her birthday, inside of like a heart design that I drew up on my chest.
Okay.
And it's not like a regular heart, like how you draw it with the two hoops. No, it's like an actual, it's literally modeled after the human heart. And I'm gonna get that plastic right on top of my arm.
Yeah, man. So that was a sidebar talking about tattoos, man. But listen, man, like I said, when I watch reality shows now, people be like, man, I don't know why you watch that. You be watching all that drama infested. I said, man, I watch it to laugh at these people. Because you know,
right.
you know some of the stuff that they saying ain't true. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. First of all, people lie to through their teeth.
I just be watching it just to see how stupid they about to look.
The thing, but it
be funny though,
right? Like the thing I've learned about reality TV shows is people lie through their teeth when they know you're gonna find out. But if they don't know you find out, like if they doing it behind a camera where they could easily edit out the lie, then you really think they telling you 100% of the truth? Really?
Yeah, of course they not.
No,
of course they
100%.
Not. Of course they not. That's but see, reality TV and media, that's all a part of the social world. That's all right. That's all a part of having a social presence. You know what I'm saying? Making yourself known to a online audience. Because think about the people that be on Love and Hip Hop. Most of the people that agree
already celebrities
that agree to do Love and Hip Hop, like. Some people knew who they was, some people didn't know who they was. But once the season was over,
they knew who they was.
They gained a more following from being on the show.
They get more social influence from doing it. And that's why I have what I like to call a short social battery. Because I'm not, first of all, I don't like dealing with a whole bunch of people day to day. Like I know I may see, I don't know how I come across to the viewers or how I come across to y'all, but I'm not that approachable of a person. Like, I won't be mean to you most of the time. Like, JV, different. I'm going to be meaner. But that's different. That's because, you know me.
We both mess with JV. That's
right, but I got love for JV, definitely.
But that's non-negotiable, though.
Right, like, I got love for JV, definitely. Like, she made me want to stick. Never mind. But, but it's like, I'm not that approachable of a person. And even if I do deal with people, I can't deal with a lot of people for a long, extended period of time. Because so many social cues and it's exhausting to deal with a lot of people who you know.
And then you got to deal with, like, different personalities. You got to deal with, like, when you post something on social media with the people that's gonna follow you, think about it. It's a lot of stuff that go into it. And the thing about it is it's happening in real time.
Right.
So it's like everything is, like, constantly going and going and going.
Right.
Everyone's posting on a frequent basis, and it got so advanced now with it. You could set automated posts. Like, you could say, okay, I want 3 of my posts to be posted at 6 a.m.
Right.
You set it like that, you don't even gotta log back into your Instagram. It's automatically gonna post it for you.
Right.
So,
and I'm gonna be honest with you. I used to be, like, when I was younger, I should say, I used to post a good, I'm not gonna say I never posted a whole lot, but I used to post like 1 or 2 pictures every like month or month and a half. So I posted enough, right? But after a while, it got exhausting. I'm gonna be honest, like dealing with people in real time who see your post and then still seeing all the comments and everything under your post. Actually, it's like, half of y'all I don't even know, and then the other half I don't even like. So why am I what am I doing this for? Like, what do people post? If you're not an influencer, then what are you really posting for?
See me personally, because I have
you're an influencer.
Business, I think I post when I have content to post. I'm not really like an influencer. I mean, you could call me that, but I don't think I'm a social media influencer. But I just, whoever follows the movement that I've created is like, people expect me to post every day. I'm not posting every day because I gotta have meaningful stuff to post, creative stuff to post,
right,
to reach the audience that I want to reach. So when it comes to, like, socially having an impact, it's just about, you can have a great social impact on people professionally and personally. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be on social media, even though that everything is digital now. You could have a social impact on people in real life, in real time. Mm-hmm. So that's important too. But it's like, you know, when you do it so much, you got to kind of reevaluate what you're doing, because it's like, you giving your brain muscles gotta work and think about what you gonna post every day. Like, right. So you gotta give yourself time and space to kind of figure out how you gonna maneuver in this social world. But we dropped a whole lot of gems right there, man, just for that first segment alone. We about to go to this quick commercial break, and just to let all the listeners know, I am rocking out with your boy 50 Cent today, because he been going crazy on Instagram.
I thought you was about to be like, yeah, I am rocking out with your boy Zay today, man.
I mean, I'm rocking with Zay too, you know.
Nah, it's all right. I come out to 50 Cent. I get it. Shoot, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even mad at that.
I think maybe two shows for this upcoming next go round things that we're gonna talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you guys orchestrate the show again, but I'm gonna be present, but I'm not gonna be present.
You gonna be present, but you're not gonna be on the show.
Correct.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Well, doing like engineering for the show is fun. I'm not gonna lie. Freedom that comes with engineering the show.
You did a pretty good job though, as far as going in and out and coming back, and you know, I just didn't know what happened
with the end.
I ain't know what was going on towards the end of the show. I was like, okay,
right, like
I kind of got lost for a minute, like. But it's all
I
good,
was
man.
Gonna do another commercial break, but I'm like, we're not really gonna talk about much if when we come back anyway. So I was just like, you know what? We're just gonna do the takeaways and have one commercial break, because I know they get tired of commercial breaks every day. So
yeah. All right, so thank y'all for tuning into the Tinku Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jizzaz. You feel me? We about to play this record right here, because Zay for some reason wants me to play this. I have no idea.
don't act like you don't like this.
I'm back. If y'all didn't hear that, don't worry about it. But guess what? Welcome back to the Take Who Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. And this show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team, man. It is Friday. Faithful Fridays is what I like to call Fridays. And we back at it, man. We talking about social impact, right? We talk about social impact. I know something just went down in the studio today. I can't attune to it at this moment. But Zay, I feel you, bro. Like, You tapping back in or what we doing? Welcome back to the Teen Group Podcast Show. We talking about social impact. So, I would like to tell y'all that, what we doing? Does your social influence help those around you? I think my social influence, the current influence I have in the social space right now, I think it does help those people around me because, you know, people are going to follow people that they know that they can learn from, that they know that they can gain strength from, that they know that they can grow from. And, you know, people that can motivate them, people that can inspire them and just be in positions to challenge each other to overcome things that happen in life and just to be an overall better individual. So I know I can speak for the crew when it comes to, you know, having a social presence or, you know, either online presence or real life in person, you know, social presence, just with the people that you communicate with on a day to day, because I believe that was one of the reasons why social media was created. Facebook before Instagram, Facebook allowed people to connect with family members and friends that they didn't get a chance to, you know, talk to on a day to day. People who they haven't seen in years, Facebook gave them the opportunity to communicate and reconnect and interact with each other in real time. So I know I can speak for the crew when I say, you know, does the social impact or, you know, social influence help those around us? I believe that it does, you know. You know, I think, you know, having that social presence, you know, or being somewhat of an influencer and just teaching people and learning from each other, that just allow people to become better at what they love to do. So we're going to jump back into a real quick commercial break real fast, and we're going to come back with the last topic. I'm going to give y'all some takeaways. We had a minor situation happen just now, so your host Jazz is holding it down. But thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It's your favorite host, Jazz, and we be back in a minute. All right. Yep. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Who remember this right here? From the Get Rich or Die Trying album. What you say? Once again, happy birthday to all the Aries. JV, what it do, baby? I haven't did that in a while. I felt like that was necessary just for the moment that we in right now. What up? See, one thing about me, man, I know how to keep it going, man. Keep the audience engaged. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. We about to come back. This beat go crazy. Shout out to Nate Dogg. A real music legend right there. You know what I'm saying? We thank everybody who's been rocking with us thus far. It's springtime, so take care of y'all allergies. Let's go. Right there in between commercial breaks, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. I have now got right back to, you know, the schedule.
Right.
Crew member Zay came back in the studio hanging out with your girl. He had to step out for a quick minute, but you know, right. Life be life, you feel me? So we We understand, you know what I'm saying? We not holding nothing against nobody. We not judging nobody because that ain't what we here to do. Right. We just here to give our experiences, give our viewpoints, give our feedback, and hopefully whatever you take away from the show, you take away from the show, man. As long as we having fun and we setting good energy and good vibes, that's what we planning to do, all right? Mm-hmm. So before I went to the commercial break, I took care of the whole second segment of the show. So we jumped into the third segment right now.
Right.
And it says, how often do you use social media to motivate people? I'm going to start with that because I just, like I said earlier in the show, I just think that the people who follow what I've created know that I have a level of motivation, a level of determination, dedication, mm-hmm. and inspiration to give to people. Because I believe that, you know, I believe that God put me here to do that, to motivate people and to give them things that they can think about from day to day. Like, you know, people experience things in different ways, excuse me. People cope in different ways. People experience, you know, life in different ways, whether it's good or bad. Because even when good things happen, you still got to process it. You got to know how you want to move. When bad things happen, you know how you want to move. So mm-hmm. those kinds of things, you may need a bit of a like motivation or inspiration from somebody. You may need to sit down and talk to somebody for like 10 or 15 minutes just to ease your mind. You just might need that. So I figured, because, you know, if you really know me for real, then you know that's kind of what I do anyway, you know, because people need that, man. People don't need you watering down nothing for them. People don't need you sugarcoating nothing for them. They need you to give it to them straight. Give it to them straight. Like, you ain't got to beat around the bush. You ain't got to take 20 and 30 minutes to get to the points. You know, give them something that they're going to be able to sustain and remain and be able to grow from it. Say, what you got?
As far as like social media impact, I'm not, like I told you before, I'm not really big on the concept of like posting too much or doing too much. So yeah, I don't have the biggest social media presence, right? But if I see something meaningful that, you know, refers or correlates to somebody that I know that's either going through something or just it reminds me of them in a way that I know will be meaningful to them, then I will actually go and send it to that person. I'm not gonna lie, I just sent I think JV can attest to this one, because I sent her something not too long ago. Yeah, I sent her something not too long ago that correlates to some stuff that she had been going through at the time, and it's been multiple people that, even though I haven't personally like made the post and did all that, but they know it's still meaningful and it still comes from the heart when I send it to them, because even though they aren't my words, they do correlate to you, and I know they'll be meaningful to you. And as someone that is meaningful to me, if I feel like something that if there's something that can help you, or there's something that like will give you peace of mind even on the slightest level, if I send it to you, or if I show it to you, if I say something from it to you, then it's really like important. Like, you know, you're important to me if I send you something like real meaningful, real deep. Because I think you know me. I laugh and joke a lot. So like, if I send you something like serious, just it's like, know that it's really coming from the heart and not just, you know, just because I seen it.
I think that's all the audience need to know right there. See how we just converse with one another, and we just tell our experiences, tell our viewpoints of what we think the audience should hear. And that was really good too, Zay, for real, man. Thank you. This was 50 Cent. Popular record when he first came out, when him and Ja Rule was having beef. Crazy, man. But we about to come back. What?
I still remember him, the 50 Cent beef. I mean, the Floyd Mayweather beef.
Oh, yeah. Man, we just vibing on each other today. It's a lot of different vibes that's happening right now. Yeah. Well, we sticking to the script, man. Let's go. Welcome to the T-Crew Podcast Show.
Yeah, definitely.
You say you were what? Ego. You gotta be a real 50 fan right there with that one. So, welcome back to the T Group Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. I got the crew in the building with me. JV is off today, so that's why you don't hear her voice. She got an off day today. But I got my man Zay in the building, man. The crew. Team Crew Podcast Show. I love doing this, man. I love giving my teens, my young people, a voice to voice what goes on and what transpires in their daily life. So we talking about social impact, so I'm going to jump right into it. One thing that I want to leave my audience with today is that no matter big or small, all words have power. Use it wisely. What you guys say?
All right, not only do all words have power, but all actions have power too. So no matter what, no matter where you go in life, no matter who you interact with, no matter the journey that you have or the journey that you become a part of in someone else's story, appreciate life and always try to make someone else's life even a little bit better, because you never know how long it's going to last. So just really appreciate your time here. Appreciate the people that you come into contact with. Even if, you know, you may not end up liking that person, never strive to ruin someone else's story just because you don't like the part that they have in your own.
That's fact. Say that again for the people in the back.
I said never try to ruin someone else's life or someone else's story because you don't like the part that they play in your own.
I like that. I'm not even going to say nothing else behind that. Thank y'all for tuning into another great, good vibe, you know, show, the Teen Crew Podcast Show. You know how we get down in here. We just be, you know, spreading how we feel and hoping that it's making a positive impact. So we going to see y'all at the next one. All right, it's your favorite host, Jazz. I got my boy Zay in here. Yeah, like I said, JV off today. But she probably going to be back the next show. I miss her. Don't worry about it. I'll find out when people start listening. But thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. We're going to see y'all in a minute. I mean, not in a minute. We're going to see y'all later, all right?